This podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus, where you can get all of your extra Jay and Jack goodness for only $2.99 a month, like Jay and Jack TV, where we talk about every single TV show that's out there, The Married Man Show, and more. Check it out today at jayandjacktv.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. We're in October 2012.
Wow.
It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
It is October, isn't it?
It is October Scary. The 3rd.
Scary. Leaves are going to start falling.
The end of the world is coming. 2 months away. 2 months.
Plan ahead. Hate when I do that. Mm-hmm. I kind of procrastinated and said, Okay, I got time for the end of the world. And now I'm not going to be able to get everything I had planned.
But at least if you think about it, you've lived a good life, right?
Well,
you're past the 18 to 49 demographic.
Yeah, so I'm
so you're full I'm, use of that.
I'm, yeah, so
me,
now,
I'm not even close.
Yeah, so you, but like I said, I don't care. It doesn't matter for me anymore, but they don't care.
I know, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
CBS still, I think, cares about me. They send me little memos, hey, we're still, hey, CBS still out here. Here's our shows. You know, we got this CSI shows you might want to watch.
They're great for people of your age.
Yes. It must be because everyone's watching them. I've watched a few.
David Letterman, he's like 86. You got to love that guy.
I used to love Letterman. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He got old. I got older. I don't know. I used to watch Letterman all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be a replacement for Carson, but we know how that turned out.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And Conan's supposed to be a replacement for Jay Leno. Look how that
Ouch.
Turned out.
I'm liking Fallon, though. Mm-hmm. I like Fallon.
He's good.
He's good. I didn't like him at first. He's a little rough around the edges, but mm-hmm. he's grown on me.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, he was in Band of Brothers, and you can't go wrong with that.
That's true. That's very true. So what's going on, Jack?
Hey, before I forget.
Yeah.
Our good friend, remember the Autism Speaks telehome? We were talking with Patrick Labateau.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said he's developed a show with his wife.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's coming. It's premiering this week.
Oh, very
October
nice.
6th, I think at 8 o'clock, or is it 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock on Nickelodeon TV. Nickelodeon Fridays. Is it Friday? Whatever October 6th is. No, it's a Saturday. It's premiering, yes. But normally it's going to start on the 14th.
Okay.
But give it a try. It's with Scott Baio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Daddy... Let me get the correct name for it here. I thought it was a different title, but now it says See Dad Run.
See Dad Run.
With Scott Baio. It's 9 o'clock October 6th is the premiere.
Awesome.
And I think it's starting next week and the following week, the 14th. So give it a shot. He's a good guy, and he's good to us. So
awesome.
Go from there.
Sweet.
And it's Scott Baio. Who doesn't like Scott Baio?
So that's been happening since the last time we were doing a podcast two minutes ago.
Yeah.
And
a lot has happened in those 2 minutes.
So what's going on with you? I've been busy, really busy.
I've been working,
working for a living.
Watching a lot of TV again, getting that whole thing. I do like our new format on Jay and Jack TV where it's not, I'm not watching
800 shows.
But I am watching a lot. I do feel obligated to watch all the new shows I can. I'm already kicking some to the curb because they're just terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. It's like, do they even try anymore? It's like you sit and watch these shows going, come on, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, but again, it doesn't matter. I'm in the group that doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
I turned 50, so it's like,
we
don't care what you say. Say whatever you want.
You don't even need a TV.
Yeah. We're taking your TV away from you. I'm watching older shows.
Yeah.
I'm going back and watching Alias, Smith & Jones.
See, that's what I'm on a Dick Van Dyke Show kick.
Oh, you're not, because it was the Andy Griffith Show before.
It was Andy Griffith. Now I'm hardcore Dick Van Dyke Show. Love this show.
There's nothing wrong with Dick Van Dyke.
It's a great show. Like, I'm on the second season. What's great about, like, the seasons is there's, like, 82 episodes in a season. So you really, you get your money's worth with this season. Like, I'm in season 2 right now, and it's 35 episodes for a season.
Isn't it funny that we go 35 episodes and now it's like, okay, if a show does more than 10, I'm like, really? Why are you dragging this out? Why are you dragging this out? Come on.
But
let's wrap it up.
It's a really good show. Both Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Tyler Moore is just a cutie back in the day, back in the 60s.
She was the 70s. She was the it girl. She was 60s, 70 girl.
Because mm-hmm.
She was independent. Yeah. She's going to make, she's going to do it the way she wants to.
But I'm really loving the Dick Van Dyke Show. Been watching it.
You'd probably like the Mary Tyler Moore Show if you watched the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Wait, I like the Mary Tyler Moore Show. If I watch the Mary
if
Tyler
you
Moore
watch
show,
the Mary Tyler Moore Show,
oh,
you
I would
like
it.
It.
Oh. Well, I don't think it's on Netflix streaming.
Really?
It's not on there.
It's probably
anyway.
On Hulu Plus.
Maybe. I'll have to check it out. But yeah, I'm loving the Dick Van Dyke Show. I watch it whenever I get Scott.
It's hilarious. And you know who directed a lot of the episodes is Jerry the Dentist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a director. He directed a lot of the Happy Days episodes. And
really?
He's was a famous director.
Well, Carl Reiner was the creator of Dick Van Dyke Show. It's actually based off of him.
The pilot is him.
Yeah.
And it didn't look right with him and...
Was it Mary Tyler Moore?
I
think it was a different girl.
It was a different
too.
Girl, but it didn't look. They said it didn't work right because, of course, he's bald.
Yeah,
and bald people are just evil.
There's a lot of bald jokes because they're, you know, his producer or whatever.
Well,
is
yeah,
bald.
Yeah. And I used to think those jokes were hilarious. A buddy would make fun of the bald. I go, give it to him, give it to him. Now it's like those aren't funny. That's not being sensitive.
I'm a person too.
Yeah. But you still to this day you can still make fun of bald people. Mm-hmm. You can. It's just it's okay.
Yeah.
Nobody says. Stop. Stop making fun of the bald people.
But
because we don't have feelings. It falls out with our hair.
What's funny is it's an early 60s show, like starting in 1960, so they still have the separate beds.
Exactly. The Lucy and Ricky thing.
Yeah.
How did Lucy get pregnant? I don't know.
But it's still like even like a lot of
Rob!
You know the kind of yeah, a lot of the domestic problems, like it's like, oh, okay, like things don't really change there. It's a lot of the same stuff. But
yeah.
It's a really good show. It's really funny.
And she never leaves her house.
No.
Well, she does once in a while. But when she does, problems. Have you got to the one where she outs it? Because we don't know that Rob Reiner, what's his boss? What's his name?
Alan Brady.
Alan Brady. The world doesn't know that he's bald. He's wearing toupees.
Oh, I know.
Haven't you seen that episode?
No.
Oh, that's a great episode.
Uh-huh.
It's a funny episode. So if you got to find it.
Well, I'm going to get to it. Every episode.
No, there's 100 episodes a season. It's going to take you forever to get to it.
But it's gonna be 6 years to get to it.
It's hilarious because you gotta. I don't want to spoil you because it's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got the one where they think they've mixed up the baby?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't spoil that one for you. Hilarious.
But what I do love is though. So it's the 60s, and they have like these dinner parties and stuff like that where they have like a band playing and they're all dancing and
of
stuff
course.
Like that. I'm like, man, this is great. We don't do parties like this?
Because who can afford a band? And there's rules now. If someone gets drunk and has an accident, you can lose your house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can't have people over and have fun.
But I was just like, man, it's really cool. And they're all dancing and they all get up and like, you know, Buddy does a comedy routine. Then
Well, her and Sally.
Sally does like a singing thing.
Exactly. And she always has that ribbon in her hair.
Mm-hmm,
I don't
mm-hmm.
think even when she was on Hollywood Squares, that ribbon would be in her hair.
But
it's a great
show.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
So Netflix streaming, the entire series is on there.
And did you vote for it when it was on our?
Yes, I did.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So who knows what old show I'll go to next?
I saw
but
you
now.
Vote.
I know Ailey Smith and Joseph. Hulu. I'll check that out.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm on the third, fourth episode.
Mm-hmm.
I just something to watch at night.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's
yeah,
a fun
sure,
show.
Sure.
It's again. I'll say it's a show that I exposed you kids and you guys all liked it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was good.
What were you saying? You were going to get into something, weren't you?
Was I?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I am 50 now, so I do forget things. Who am I? What am I doing here? I still feel bad for that guy. That was just wrong.
Which one?
The Ross Perot's running mate.
Oh, yeah.
It just was wrong. It just was wrong. I mean, I felt bad for the guy, and he was just ridiculed. And to this day, we still all do that joke. And I'm doing it. But at least
you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem. But he did have his hair, so it was okay. Just imagine he was bald.
Oh, man. So went to a concert.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Or Monday.
Monday. I saw something was going on.
It was this Groupon thing, because it was Gautier, whatever you say his name. He's the guy that sings the... Now you're just somebody.
Isn't he the guy from Full House?
No. What?
Isn't he the guy from Full House?
No.
Dave Gaudier?
That's Coulier.
Oh, Coulier. I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is Gaudier.
I said, wow, the guy's working still?
You know, he dated Alanis Morissette. That's what her first album was about, their breakup.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I know he broke up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying he's kind of a jerk? Is that what?
No, I mean, he was on, what was that reality show? Where they like the celebrities would live in a house together.
Oh, VH1 thing?
Yeah, what was that called?
That was called Trainwreck. That was a celebrity Because that's where Flavor Flav and
yeah, yeah.
and what's her name, Bridget Nielsen yeah. hooked, well, I guess Bridget Nielsen hooked up allegedly with a lot of people, from what I've heard.
But
not there's anything wrong with it. She had fun. That's cool.
It was a good show. Like it was a Groupon thing. It was $20 for Carl and I to go.
Now where was it at?
It was Raleigh Amphitheater, which is right behind the or it's actually the Red Hat Amphitheater. They got sponsored now by Red Hat. Red Hat.
And, is that a beer?
Red Hat is a software company. They do Linux solutions.
I was thinking Red Hat was something that Dell used to smoke in the 80s.
But so it's behind the convention center. It's kind of like a square block.
Is this new?
Really nice.
Is this a new?
Yeah, it's new. I think they opened up like last year.
Because I've never heard of it.
We've driven by it. I was like, oh, that's cool. And I know that concerts have been there. So
kind of like the Coors Amphitheater in San Diego.
Well, no, that's more like Alltel Pavilion. Or I guess now it's Time Warner Pavilion. Okay. It's more like where I think you saw Journey there and stuff like that. That's more like Coors.
Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Night Ranger.
So this is a smaller amphitheater because it's only a square block in the city that it's kind of built in.
In the city.
But it was a good time. Like it was Gautier was like he was like you go to a concert. It's very
what song
rare.
Does he sing that I would hear that I would know?
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Okay, that song.
Yeah,
that song was a number one. The song where they do the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why I know the song.
Yeah. So he sounded great. Like it because they had I guess he plays percussion, but he ran around on stage at all these different instruments and stuff like that and. It was a good show. The only problem was because we were kind of on the not way like, we weren't out on like the lawn, but we were kind of.
It looked like you were on the next block. It's hard to tell from the photo,
but
there was actually a building blocking you, and you kind of looked like you took your phone around the corner and kind of had like a little stick out there so you could get the photo of it.
We ever do like when you take a picture and it's like it's a lot farther away than you actually are seeing or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, pretty much. no, I mean we they were good enough seats. The sound was great. But we just had these like group of like 40 somethings next to us, and they were just like being obnoxious.
Really?
Yeah,
the older people were being obnoxious.
Older people. They're just, like, they're stoned? Getting up and dancing, and they're. I don't know. I feel like
they were. Oh, so they were having fun, and that kind of ruined it for you.
Because you're here to watch a show, and they're not even paying attention to the show. They're just like dancing
to the music.
Like, no, barely.
So, but they were having fun.
But they were making jokes, and like it's just like.
Oh, so they were having. Fun. You're against people having fun.
No, I'm here. I've so paid money to watch
this
show.
You're Jay Monroe, and you're in the world without electricity. You're like in charge, and the first rule is no fun.
No, I'm fine with having fun.
General
they're
no
being
fun.
Loud and obnoxious. They're dropping their beer bottles everywhere.
That is can be obnoxious.
And again, I'm fine with having fun, but they're just if there's people around you, your fun shouldn't stumble
it shouldn't,
upon
it shouldn't interfere
all
with the
you.
People that don't want to have fun.
Yeah. We had a good time. So, but the thing is, once he did that
you
song,
have people.
Once he did that song, a lot of people left.
Yeah.
So then, once he finished the show, they went to the encore. I told Carl, like, let's go up to the front, see if we can get a seat. So we run up and we get first row, pretty much.
People left before the concert was over?
Yeah.
So they just wanted to hear that one song and they go,
I guess so.
All right, I'm good. I'm out. So if he would have sang that first.
Well, there was a lot of like parents with kids there and stuff like that. So they probably had to get him home early. Because by the time the concert was over before encore, it was probably 10.
Well, what's my rule? School. If we're going out, like we went to a pottery, it's school night. Hey, this is the deal. You're gonna be tired the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying.
So we were right there. The second picture I took was a lot closer because we were right there in front of him.
It looked like you got in front of the building. On this one. But, like maybe someone opened up a window so you could take it through the window.
See, now, we did the right thing. We kind of went. We were very quiet, and we saw there was empty seats. We just went in. But then all of a sudden, like, all these other people started trying to crowd in there and stuff like that. And, you know, we act like we belong, so nobody was bugging us. But then all these other people were trying to take videotapes and stuff like that. So the security was getting really ticked off. It was like, she's like, ma'am. And, like, so the lady's still holding the phone, and she's, like, putting her head around the phone. You cannot be up here. I was like, it was really awkward. But anyways, it was a good show. He sounded great. Like he put on a really good show. I knew a couple of the songs, and it was a fun show.
Yeah, because I know when I was calling, I said, you know, when Jay can record, he can't record Monday because we're going to a concert. I go, concert? What concert?
Yeah,
because I know she went to a concert with Convict. What's her name?
Fiona Apple.
Yeah, she got arrested or something like that.
Yeah, for. Pot or something.
Like I don't know, something like that.
It's the stupidest
she
thing.
Was probably obnoxious. She was probably at a concert. And some guy who's uptight, maybe he works for Apple. And a little uptight, thinks he owns the world because he works for Apple, said, oh, can you arrest this woman? I think she's smoking pot. And so she got arrested because some uptight guy that works for Apple had her thrown in jail.
Well, Colleen had her friends over this weekend. And
how'd that work out?
It worked out well.
Did they stay at your place?
Yeah.
Where did they stay?
In the man cave.
In the man cave.
We set up because I have the futon, and also we also got an inflatable queen bed.
They have to share sleeping in there. Okay, you got the 3 o'clock shift. I got the 4 o'clock shift.
What?
It's not that you got all that crap in there. There's no. Wait, is there room in there?
Yeah. There's room for 2 queen-size beds.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did you open the window? Is that what the deal? They were like, you had like rope hanging out the window.
Well, I mean, I'm in the process of kind of renovating, upgrading the man cave. Right. So I'm getting some new furniture in there. Got a new TV.
Wow. Well, okay, you got new TV. Yeah, because you can't.
I still have this 32-inch TV. I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, you can't. Just put it outside. Free.
But then I'll feel bad. It's like rain on and get ruined.
We'll put it out there during the day. Free. And someone will take it. People like free stuff. You can put a pile of dog poop out there and put free. People, hey, it's free. It's free. I got to take it.
Yeah. So that created more room on this side. So there's definitely enough room to have. It was tight in there, but they're really good people.
So you have five people in there and one bathroom.
Four people.
No, there was three of them there.
Yeah, well, one lives here.
Oh, one lives here.
Yeah, so she
okay,
has
so
place.
She has her own place. So yeah. Only four. Okay,
so it's only two.
Better.
So I stacked. There was the inflatable queen size.
Okay, I was thinking there was three in the one. No, okay, no. All right.
But even then, it could have because the way it was just like one huge bed essentially with the futon and then also the queen size inflatable bed.
Now with the one bathroom situation, did you watch what you ate? Because you know, you can clear a room.
That's why, like, but with these girls, I'm actually pretty comfortable with them.
So you can go and just do whatever you have to do,
yeah,
and not worry about them having.
Like, they're comfortable with that with me, so we're pretty comfortable with
each
other.
All right, so it's cool then.
Yeah. The thing I'm worried about.
You're like a compound.
Another group of Colleen's friends is coming out in October.
Wait, hold on a second. How many friends does she have?
She was very popular in college, so she's got a good.
Well, what happened? I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
So they're coming in October. Oh, crap, they're coming next weekend. So I just realized that in my head. Anyway.
I'm sorry, that was just funny that your reaction was. Well, Colleen doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Well, I've told her. Like, the next group, like, because this group of girls are like, I don't want to say they're boyish, but they're definitely like they can, you know.
They'll mix
fun.
It up. They'll have fun.
Yeah,
they're not those 40-year-olds.
They're very good house guests. They're not, you know, paying the neck or anything.
They're not like having warm taffy over.
Yeah, but this next group, they're a little girly. I always call them like the Sex in the City friends because they're and it's just there's not a place for me in that group.
Right.
Like, so
you're coming over and watching football.
Yeah, I even told Colleen, I was like, well, can I just stay at my parents for that weekend?
You sleep here?
Huh?
I guess you'd have to sleep on this floor here.
I'll put these two thingies.
Yeah, that's what I want you breaking those. No.
But, so yeah, they're coming. Oh, crap, they're coming next weekend.
So you're busy. You're going to New York this weekend.
They've gone to New York.
And then next weekend, people are coming from New York. They're just coming down?
Yeah, they're coming down, yeah.
Is it just like people, are you guys trying to sell Raleigh on people?
No.
Because I just...
Well, the thing is, like, the previous friends, they usually come out and visit every year, but we haven't seen them since, or I haven't seen them since the wedding. So it's been 2 years since they came down. But this will be the first time this group of friends has actually come to visit her. So,
because Raleigh's a tough sell. I mean, they're from New York, right?
No, they love Raleigh.
Really?
Raleigh's an easy sell for New Yorkers because it's cheaper, it's cleaner, there's more jobs.
Did you see Fringe?
No.
Because I made a comment on it, because in the future, New York looks really run down and terrible. But I said, I guess that's just how it is. But that's okay. I'm just kidding. People from New York, don't send me your hate mail. But you know, every city's dirty.
So
every major city has its because cutbacks. There's, you know, we don't have the money.
So I got that to look forward to.
That sounds like fun. Sounds like good times for all.
Good times. But no, so I'm kind of. So I had a lot of stuff under the futon, so I'm going to move the futon or either get rid of it. But so I'm going to work on that tomorrow. I got all the crap.
It's that one bathroom thing for me. I like to have the
bathrooms. that's a tough part. Yeah,
it's like when we lived in our condo. For a while there, we only had the one bathroom because we used the other one for storage.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I cleaned up the whole bathroom. I remodeled the whole bathroom.
Yeah,
and then we had the two baths. It was like, oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
just, sometimes you just can't. I mean, I'm driving down the street,
mm-hmm.
going to Del Taco. Hey, I'll be buying something in a second, but have to use the bathroom because the other one's being taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
And that's, because that's where we're at now. Like, our apartment, it's a good size, but you can't really have people visit and be comfortable.
Right. You need that.
But it's just so cheap. It's hard to say, oh, let's go get a house.
Yeah. But here's the differences, though.
Mm-hmm.
The apartment, you're just pissing that money down the drain.
Same as a mortgage, just pissing money down the drain.
You can live in an apartment for 30 years. It's not yours. You live in that house for 30 years. It's yours.
Yeah, but what does that give you?
Gives you a house.
You have to pay for maintenance. You got to pay for like anything that breaks on it.
New brakes on a house?
If it breaks in the house, like the roof. I mean, these things are like tens of thousands of dollars.
It is more expensive. I think it is more expensive to live on the East Coast than it is on the West Coast. Because as far as repairs, mm-hmm. my dad and I were talking. He owns a house in Pennsylvania. And obviously his house. He goes,
there's more weather.
He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm always fixing. Of course, the house is older though. Too.
Yeah,
the house is like 100 years old, probably mm-hmm. older than that. So, but he's always talking. Oh, I got to fix this. Got to fix. And I go, yeah, I've noticed that. You know, like when we had the tornado come, like lost a few things. You know, there is weather problems here.
Yeah,
but I would still rather own than rent.
Like my friends that own, like one of them, like their HVAC is down, so it's gonna be like $15,000 they gotta pay for.
It's
like ugh.
That's why
something breaks in my place. I was like, okay, come fix it.
That's why you have friends like Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, six pack. Okay. Plus, I've learned to fix some things now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can fix certain. I don't like to do electrical stuff because I just have this fear of getting shocked because
mm-hmm.
it will happen. But like for remodeling the house, I'm doing it slowly. If someone could get that cord. In this room.
Oh, don't blame me for the cord.
I can't finish this room till I get the cord.
What cord does you need again? I forget.
Whatever cord you said it hooks up
TV. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
We have this nice little Samsung TV. Why is the power on that TV?
It's not. It's turned off. It's just that's the like standby.
All right. So you got that to look forward to. Then after that, what's going on? And you're working nonstop.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And your stock dropped, I saw.
Well, because, you know, they've been upset about maps and stuff like that.
The Google software. Yeah. That's why I don't rush out and get the new phones. That's why I'm not standing in line.
Well, it's not the new phone; it's the software that I guess.
But I don't get. I just don't get. I guess I am 50.
Uh huh.
I'm just. I don't get having to be the first one to have these things.
It's part of the excitement.
I don't get it.
It's like I said. It's the same. I think it's the same effect as like Comic-Con. You know.
But I was never that way though.
Uh huh.
I never had to go. No.
Yeah.
That's a long line.
But so it's definitely busy with the new iPhone and. All that stuff.
Is it calmed down a little bit, though? Is it?
No.
No?
Well, it depends. Like, it depends if we have them and then can sell them. That's when.
Have you seen the Samsung commercials?
Yeah, I don't like those. I feel like, yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Where they took they can connect the two phones back to back. The people saying, hey, will ours be able to do that? I thought it was pretty funny. I know you can't comment on it, but I laughed. I thought it was funny. Because that would be me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an Apple iPhone, so. But I don't need to upgrade it. I don't feel this need to go in there and.
Have you seen the iPhone 5 though?
I heard people talking about it. I get it. It's sexy. Ooh. I just need a phone to. But I do find myself though, doing stuff on my phone when I'm standing in line or something like that. Mm-hmm. It is great to have a phone.
Oh, it's a great time passer.
But I'm just not a big. I don't know. Just not. I use it, but that, you know.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
I couldn't go back to just a normal phone.
Yeah.
I couldn't go back to like one of those flip phones where, hey, ooh, it flips. Ooh, look at that.
I got Pong on this thing. Yeah. Look, I got tic-tac-toe.
It tells me the time. Ooh, look at that. I couldn't go back to that because I need to have something to do when I'm standing
up. Sure.
Like today when Kevin was doing the lights, he's on the Zamboni. I almost killed him. You know, if you've seen the photos, I have.
It's awful. I don't know why he still do that.
And he's not using the heavy aluminum one.
He's
using the cheaper one that's already got like bent. I go, why don't you get the heavy one? He goes, I don't want to pick it up. It'll be fine. I'm like going, so he's standing on the top of it. It's what, 25, 30 feet up there? And it's ice. I'm backing up the Zamboni. I'm moving the Zamboni. I'm afraid to move. I go, hold on. As I'm pulling, I'm back. Well, I accidentally stopped too quick. And he goes, whoop. And it kind of moved on him. I went, I go, I don't know about you, but that just scared the crap out of me. I was scared. I was like, you know how your stomach drops and your heart kind of stops?
Yeah.
He's like, kind of looked at me. I go, sorry. But it's like the machine's like 80 years old, and I'm trying to go as slow as let it up.
So you're doing the Zamboni, not the Olympia?
No, we don't use the Olympia. Well, the Olympia's fixed, but it just sits there.
Uh-huh.
The Zamboni, but he straps the things on there. He goes up there, and he's doing all this different stuff, and I'm like going, So I was bored. I took a photo on Instagram about the ice, kind of an artsy thing. Like, I thought it was pretty artsy and this little thing. And
did you block me from Instagram? Because I don't think I've seen any pictures from you lately.
I think it's the first thing I posted in like a week. I'll go crazy with it, and then I just forget about it.
Yeah,
I forget all about it. But I put something on there. I was walking around this day, as he's walking around. He's doing all this stuff, and but it's just I wouldn't get up there. There's no way.
Yeah, no.
I'm crazy. But I'm not insane. But it did help having the phone because it killed about an hour. Because I had to drive him from different lights. It's just easier getting a lift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we got a lift, then I'd have to go up there with him. So it's just better. But I don't like the fact that I'm driving it with him on that Zamboni.
I don't know how he can do it. Like that's just
blows. He has no fear. He just doesn't have. He's just one of those people that has no fear. Mm. Nuts. He'd go on Fear Factor and wouldn't faze him.
That's just crazy.
It is crazy. It's a crazy person. Well, he's the one that, remember, we went to Star Wars. We're driving to see the last Star Wars. What was the last one?
Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. And he goes, what's this about? I go, I don't know. He goes, no, what's it about? I go, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. He goes, no, the whole Star Wars thing. He'd never seen Star Wars.
It's true.
And then I give him Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I don't think it's funny. How can you not think it's funny?
Do you know what's funny? Clifford.
Clifford. And he's telling me today he's mad. He's asking about these new shows. He's asking about Last Resort.
Yeah.
And some of the other shows. And he goes, you know, I'm still mad they canceled Pan Am. And if you know him, he doesn't seem like a Pan Am guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like going, well, yeah. I go, it was, yeah, I watched it. My wife and I watched it. It was like, well, it got canceled. I went, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I was mad.
Okay.
I was upset. It was that show and there was another show, a show with the doctors, the guy that played Matt Saracen from Friday Night Lights. He's a doctor in this some country. And I saw the first episode. It was okay. And he's like, yeah, we watched that when it got canceled. He goes, I refuse to watch TV now. Okay. He won't watch a show until he knows it's going to be. A lot of people are like that. They won't watch it until, you know, they want to get invested in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, the ratings were terrible for Pan Am. He goes, really? Well, my wife and I watched it and we liked it. Oh, okay. I go, well, two people wasn't enough to keep the show on the air. It's not on NBC. You know? It wasn't Parks and Rec.
Oh. I'll tell you a movie I want to see is Looper.
Yeah, that looks good.
With Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
It does look
good. And Taken 2's coming out. I want to see that.
Okay, here's my problem with Taken 2. I think we talked about it before. Okay, I think Lost had it right. You just kill her off, and you don't have to worry about it again. Am I right? If her character gets killed off in the first one,
I know,
there's no reason to have taken.
So good.
And you know what? And I'll go see it, and I'll enjoy it. But I'm like going, really? She gets taken again?
She doesn't get taken again.
She doesn't?
No, I don't think.
Well, he says in the previews, I'm just going by the previews, you need to go and hide a door, and they're going to take you.
No. I think he like helps guide her along, you know, escaping, getting murdered.
Is this going to be like Battleship where he's only in like for 4 minutes of the movie? Because I finally finished it. Did you? He's only in like 4 minutes of the movie.
Really? That's it?
It's maybe that. He just does a few. They probably filmed it in one day and said, Liam Neeson is in Battleship to give it some, you know. Yeah.
Check.
1 million? Sure. I'll do it. It's like Marlon Brando in Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in for like a few, you know, got $1 million for.
Yeah.
It's like I do for this podcast. Exactly the same thing. But I'll go see it. Or at least watch it when it comes on HBO.
You still haven't seen Avengers?
Heather has the DVD.
DVD? Why don't you get Blu-ray?
Or Blu-ray. Whatever she has it. I haven't had time. Sunday was like 4 million shows to watch. I told you about
8 hours of football. I finally won a game in one of my leagues.
I thought I was going to be in the finals this week. I only had two wrong. Some guy, no, none wrong.
Really?
None. I go, how is that possible? You picked Minnesota over Detroit? Yes, he did. You picked Philadelphia over the Giants? Yes, he did. Jerk. But he won. He not one wrong.
Wow.
I said, jerk. So I'm thinking, once Philadelphia won, I go, yes, I got to be in the finals. No, I'm not even in the finals? Jeez. Who did Dallas lose? She had the Bears over Dallas.
I don't pick them. The Bears have actually played decent football. Cowboys are just, you know.
They're terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. I want to see the movie with Ben Affleck.
Yes, that one looks good too. Brian There's Cranston. A lot of good movies coming out.
So I want to see that one.
So by the next time we record this, we'll be able to review one of those movies.
Yeah, maybe I'll go see it on, when's that movie with Bryan Cranston come out?
He's in a movie?
With Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah, that one. It's October sometime.
Hmm. All right, I'll check that one out for sure.
All right, Jack, you ready for some weird news?
Weird news.
All right,
weird
here
and
go.
Wild and wacky news. Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. They're coming to get you. You need to hide. Hide now.
All right. So, there's some interesting ones this week. So the point of weird news is I'll name three weird news articles, the titles of them, and Jack has to pick one. Only one.
You know what's funny is I have
to find out.
I haven't got any hate mail for the ones I picked.
That's good.
I mean, that's nice. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I stress over it going, oh my gosh.
So, starting out, oddly named man's walking stick prompts evacuation.
Wait, what?
Oddly named man's walking stick prompts evacuation.
I think this is the wrong podcast. I think that should be safe for the Married Man podcast. I'm just saying.
NYC teen licks an entire subway railing for a buck. Yeah.
No way. For a dollar?
Yeah, you got to do that more than a dollar, man. You're selling yourself short. This one's pretty crazy. This one's for the Deadwood fans out there.
I know this one.
70-year-old Oregon farmer eaten by his hogs.
I don't mean to laugh. My first thought was Deadwood. Because we're watching Copper last night, and your mom and I go, you know, I never even knew that was possible until we started watching Deadwood. I didn't know anything about that, and then became, yeah, I heard that story, so yeah,
no, that's okay. Kinda,
I'm laughing about it, but I don't mean to laugh.
Sure,
I'm
sure.
Not laughing, ha ha. I'm laughing, his family came out. They were wondering where he's at. Came out to the pen, and there was. Body was part was all over the place. So
they don't know if he like died and then got eaten or
I did. I haven't got that because I was like, going, can you imagine that?
Yeah,
imagine that. Ugh. And then after you eat the pigs after that, and it's like, Dad, no, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right,
this sausage tastes a lot like that.
No,
after I licked the Subway. Okay, Danny, let's go with the first one. I got to know about the walking stick. God. Now I might get some hate mail.
This show went down south real quick.
I didn't bring it up.
Oh, man.
Now, what would they do with the pigs? I guess they'd have to destroy them, right?
I guess.
Is it like a dog when he bites somebody?
I guess so. It happens virtually every day.
Is this a button?
Ah! Sausage seems a little gamey. It happens virtually every day somewhere in America. A suspicious object is found in a public building. The building is evacuated. The object turns out to be innocuous. Everybody goes back to work. It happened Wednesday in Akron, Ohio, where City Hall was evacuated after someone
spotted...
What'd
you say? Akron, Ohio?
Yeah, Akron, Ohio.
Is it in Akron, Ohio?
Akron, sorry.
I don't Akron, know. I'm just, I think I I've always called it Akron.
Maybe Akron. Ohio, where City Hall was evacuated after someone spotted something that looked like it could be a pipe bomb. The Summit County Bomb Squad, Akron Police, Akron Fire Crews, and even the University of Akron's K-9 unit all responded and determined it wasn't a bomb. Police gave the clear at 10 a.m. Eastern. So why are we telling about it? Read on. Fox station WJW-TV of Cleveland reported that the item was a 4-foot-long aluminum stick with duct tape at both ends and the word kaboom written across it.
Oh, my God.
And it turns out Kaboom is a person, not a threat.
Oh, is that how he got away with it?
It was a homemade cane owned by James Natural Kaboom. James Kaboom. That's his legal name.
Kaboom is his legal name?
That's his legal name. Kaboom. 66 of North Hill. He'd forgotten it at a meeting.
He was 66?
Yeah.
Luckily, he didn't walk by a pig pen.
Ohio State records show that Kaboom's full legal name is actually Natural Hunka Kaboom.
What natural? What natural?
Natural Hunka Kaboom.
All right, his family, his parents hated him.
The Akron Beacon Journal describes him as a regular attendee at city council meetings. 2009 profile, the Falls News Press of Dalton, Ohio, quoted Kaboom as saying,
his favorite show is The Big Bang Theory.
He was a street minister to the blind, crippled, and mentally ill. Kaboom, he said, was shortened from his Polish family name of Kaboomski. Kaboomski.
You can't make this stuff up. Hey, Kaboomski. Hey, get over here. Hey, Kaboomski. Get over here. Get over here with your aluminum pole.
So yeah.
Well, you can see where they would have to clear that.
Sure,
that's a legitimate one. You see a big pipe thing, then think a pipe bomb and says kaboom on it. Now, what if you couldn't read? You wouldn't know. I guess that'd be different. But you know, if you want to leave something, leave it at the Raleigh Airport. RDU, because I've said before when we first moved here, it was
2003.
And I left a bag.
Two.
It's 2002. It was 2002. I left that bag full of $8,000 worth of bonds in the airport for like 5 hours in a big bag, and it was sitting there 5 hours later when I went back to the airport. No one called the police. No one called. I mean, it was just a bag sitting out in the open.
Yeah.
You think someone would have said, hey, there's a bag there. You know, maybe we should report it. Nope, not here in Raleigh.
Not in Raleigh, North Cackalack. Well, that turned out in our favor.
Unless I said kaboom on it. If I had kaboom on the side of the
kaboom,
bag.
Kaboom, yeah.
That'd be, hey, that's
a... say bomb on an airplane? Bomb, 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 bomb. That's on Netflix streaming.
What's the name of that movie? Meet the Parents. Meet the Parents. Yeah. That is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
It's never brought up in great movie conversation.
I don't think it will, just because just I guess
it's hilarious.
It's a funny movie.
It's a funny movie. But when you talk funny movies, I don't even bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I forgot the name because I was thinking Meet the Fockers, but it's not. That's the second sequel. Or third or fourth or fifth
that's
one.
It's a sequel, and then the third one is something else.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to get into verses?
I'm ready.
All right,
Versus. Finally, got back on the winning ways here.
Because at first I was like, "Oh man, this is way out." And then all of a sudden, like I came within a couple votes.
You
I didn't even know what happened.
You had like 14 straight votes.
Yeah,
I'm like going because I'm blowing your way.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even think about it. And I looked, I went, "How the heck?" I went, "14." It was like 14 people in a row.
I didn't do anything.
It might have been like 14 of 15.
Yeah,
It's like no, there was no.
I was like, "Oh crap!" There's no video.
So I got down to like 3 or 4, but I already planned on doing a video.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you saw the video.
I saw the video, yeah. and see, here's the thing. Like, I had a video planned. Like, those pictures that I took, it was all part of this big thing. I only posted one of the pictures, but I bought it and everything.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weak.
And but then you posted your video. I was like, all right, this is gross. I'm done. I'm out.
Well, it was. I explained it on The Married Man what happened.
Okay. What happened?
It's in the ice rink. And you figure the ice rink's cold, but up in that Cool Ventures, it's warm.
Okay.
And I bought the ice cream. It took like 20. I put it in the freezer. But when I took it out, I wanted to soften it up a little bit because the whole point was to scoop it out as I was explaining it.
Yeah, yeah.
Was to make it look, because cookies and cream ice cream is really nice. And it would look, you see the Oreos. Well, it was getting, and Dale's first take, Warm Taffy. Well, I told him to, I said, hey, can you do a video? I didn't tell him what he was going to be doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it'd be funny at the end if he just put his, do the warm taffy thing. Mm. Well, he didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of convincing him to do it while the ice cream's sitting there. And so the first take, he kind of gives it a half. Uh-huh. He gives it half taff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
half taff's like a quarter of anybody else's.
Yeah, anyway, it's if that. And even Russ was filming it.
Uh-huh.
He goes, come on, Dale. You gotta get more into it that. Well, then they started doing things with, you'll listen to Mary Man, the Woody and what they were doing to Woody. And
people, well, I saw that there. I was like, what is going on?
That was to get the sensitive part, get people sensitive.
Okay.
Just to draw the nerds in.
Sure, sure.
To get the geeks in. I said, I even had a little R2-D2 up there. No, C-3PO. It was a little tiny one. If you look on the left, there's a little. I said, we got to have something, because they were up there. I said, this will be funny. We'll put those up here like that. Well, they started doing things with the, and so now we're getting kind of silly,
uh-huh.
And now we're kind of I can't get through. Neither one of us get through without laughing.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
the fifth take.
Uh-huh.
And I keep putting the ice cream in the bowl, and I keep putting it back into the thing, and now it's looking bad. So after this, I said, you know what? Let's do one more take. Whatever happens, we're just going to Carol Burnett this one. We're just going to whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And right away, I start and I look at he starts to snicker, and I start laughing.
Yeah.
So I just go. I said, whatever. I throw it in there. That's his face. And he said, whatever happens, happens. And that's how it worked out. And I just said,
God.
There it goes. And that's all we can do.
I think I made the comments. I was like, that just made me kind of sick.
But I did get like 18 or 20 votes right
you did,
away.
You did.
I was like, boom. But people were like, well, that's gross. But it was gross. But it was funny gross.
Yeah.
I did bring him a towel. but it was like, at that point, I go, I'm not going to spend another $6 on ice cream.
Well, you did that. And I was like, you know what? He needs a win. I'm not going to really fight for this one.
But it just got to the point where it was just such the ice cream just kept melting.
It was like a lump of.
It was, but I kept putting it back into the thing. I'm trying to smash it up, make it look right. It just kept, I said, "Fuck!" Just clump it. It just picks up a big clump. At first, it was nice because it was scooping up, and it's like looking.
Yeah.
But I got the clear bowl, the old mixing bowl I had. But that's how it worked. But he did. I don't want. You know how he gets sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
But I made him feel guilty. I said, "You agreed to do this video. You gonna go back on your word?" No. He goes, "Well, you didn't tell me what." I go, "You didn't ask."
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask. And he's calling his new girl. He's dating, right? He met on what was that fish
Plenty
thing?
Of fish.
Plenty of Fish. And I'm saying no. I'm saying it loud enough for her to hear it. I go, "He agreed to do it." So I'm trying to make him look bad in front of the new girl. So it worked. And so. It was one of those, I just couldn't keep a straight face, and we were, actually there's ones where we'd be cussing, and, you know, could you mess up a line, you screw up. It wasn't a line, we didn't have, you know, we were, every time I said it was something different,
because
I'm laughing, and, but it was fun.
Nice.
It was fun, but I do think, because I don't like,
chocolate chip cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Uh-huh. It's too
rich for
people die from it, so it's just,
you don't die from cookie dough.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Google cookie dough, people dying. It happens. People die. But cookies and cream is the better ice cream.
Anyway.
Obviously.
So you won. That's not your time to pick. I'm thankful because I've had to pick like the past 72 of them.
So you're now you know what I was going through when I tried to do something different because I was getting tired of picking all the same ones. So I tried to do something that was creative and I was
you're chastised.
Yeah, I was like kicked to the corner. No one puts baby in the corner, but they put Jack in the corner.
But it's tough to kind of keep coming up with unique and fun.
It is, and, you know. And this one was all right.
Okay,
it didn't really spark too much debate. It wasn't. I don't know if this one will either.
Yeah,
I started thinking. I go because we have all these polls.
I think I should have done vanilla versus chocolate. I think that would have brought more debate.
Well, you probably thought I was going to pick Neapolitan.
Huh?
You probably thought I was going to pick Neapolitan.
I thought you were, and that's what I was like, chocolate's going to easily beat Neapolitan.
And I said. Because I love Neapolitan.
That's the one I grew up with you. That's your, like, I think your favorite ice cream, I think Neapolitan.
Oh, it is. But I said cookies. I love cookies and cream also.
Mm-hmm.
So I said.
You pander to the middle.
I said, there's no way. Well, that's what you do. It's an election year. You gotta go to the, because if you go too far to the left, too far to the right, you're not going to win. You got to eventually come back to the middle. So that's what I did. This one, it's not really, okay. TV shows that are on right now, and they could be TV shows that are on hiatus. TV shows that are have not had a finale, like Lost, or even a show this year if it's had its finale, it doesn't count. You have to sell. What show would you tell people they have to watch? Like a show that you watch, and you say you have to watch this show. What one show out there would you say you have to watch this show? And it's a show that has not reached. It can't be like BSG or or Lost or MASH or whatever. Show out there. It has to be a show that's still currently waiting for the finale episode. What TV show would you say is a show people have to watch? It can be any show.
Yeah.
It could be the top rated show out there, or it could be some show that nobody watches.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's 6-6-1. 6-6-1.
6-6-1. There's a lot of really good shows out there. Like really, really good shows. It's a good time for television.
Yes.
I
would agree.
As
far as dramas, I think this is the best. I've said it before. This is the best time for dramas probably ever.
Yeah. And I think I would have gone with Homeland, but it's still kind of early on. You don't know. I think a show, and actually Colleen and I are getting into Breaking Bad again, so we're catching up on it. And actually we watched it with one of her friends who'd never seen it before and just kind of watching it from the beginning. What are you giving me that smile for? I'm going with Breaking Bad.
I didn't think you'd pick Breaking Bad.
So I'm going to go with Breaking Bad.
Totally screwed me over here. I thought you'd go with any... I said, well, he'll go with... There's a number of shows he'll go with, but he won't go with Breaking Bad because they're not watching it right now. So I go, I'll go with Breaking Bad, and I won't have to think about it. Wow.
Breaking Bad. Because it's good... Consistently, it doesn't low. There's a couple in season three, like the fly episode, but
it's just, even that I thought was okay.
Yeah, but it's such a good show. Like it's definitely one of the best show on television. That I think what's really good about it, I think anybody can watch. Like I think Game of Thrones it's kind of fantasy and stuff like that. So I
think it has also nudity, that
a lot of nudity and things along those lines.
Well, Breaking Bad has language they shouldn't be watching. It also has it's graphic violence.
But it's more, I guess,
you couldn't have kids couldn't be watching.
I mean most of these dramas you can't really have kids watch, but it's I guess it's more open to more people than Game of Thrones is. Homeland is the first season is amazing, but it needs to do a bit more than just an amazing first season.
Yeah, see, I thought you might take Homeland.
Yeah.
I thought you might take Parks and Rec.
I really like Parks and Rec, but again, I think Parks and Rec
I had like six shows you might take, but Breaking Bad was not one of the shows I thought you would take. Wow. That really puts me in a...
I hear The Office is pretty good.
Yeah, The Office. Wow. I wasn't expecting this. It really... So people, when they say, do you guys talk about this ahead of time? No, we do not talk about this ahead of time, because you don't know what I'm going to pick.
Exactly.
Until I say it, and I don't know what you're going to pick until you say it. So then you have to kind of get your... Mm-hmm. Get, what you hear is what, you know, like last week when you said favorite ice cream, I went, oh, he's going to think I want to pick Neapolitan. That won't win, so I'm going to go cookies and cream. So I went for the win. Wow. You know, I could be cheap and go Once Upon a Time and get the Once Upon a Time voters. I love Once Upon a Time. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a great show. I love how they make it work every week with the different fantasies and stuff like that. But do I want to go that or do I want to?
The problem with Once Upon a Time is Barney. Like it needs a lot of suspension of disbelief in the first place. But even just the care, just like at least make her believable.
Yeah, she's terrible. It's not the acting.
No, the acting's fine.
It's just almost like the writing they have for it. It's just like they don't know what to do with her. It probably would compete though with Breaking Bad though, because they're completely different.
This is your versus. You said it's what would be the one show that you would suggest.
Well, you took it. You took the one show that I would tell. I've always told people
that's the benefit of losing a versus. Yeah, is you get first pick.
It is. Hey, and I got a question too.
Yeah.
When you put the poll up,
uh-huh,
was there a reason why you had a little thumbnail of cookies, chocolate chip cookies, but there was no thumbnail of cookies and cream? Was that done intentionally?
No, because it wouldn't pull anything up. Like if I put cookies and cream, it wanted to say something else, and I was like, well, no, it's cookies and cream. Like it wanted to do something. Like there was no.
Well, then you should be fair, you should have taken yours off. I thought that was cheating.
Just because mine is generic enough for people to know what it is.
All right, I'm going to go with, I would go with Once Upon a Time, but that would be, I do love the show. I've been teasing it off.
This is like
on
the one show that you
the
would
one show. Imagine. I would probably go with, God, The Wire's already.
If it's already over.
Already over. I'd go Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Two episodes in a row has made me tear up. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm not saying that, just, I've been like going, I'm sitting there looking around. And go, all right, no one's looking. I cry. It's an underrated show. It doesn't get the credit it deserves, and I love it. I think it makes me want to get a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I want to get a motorcycle just from watching this show. Probably end up killing myself, but I do it. So I'll go with Sons. I could have been cheap and gone with Once Upon a Time, just because I think it would get a lot of votes. Because I'm looking at how people are saying it's the best show of the week. Or I could go with Dexter. Wow,
that's your call.
You know what? But I love I like Sons of Anarchy more than Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Dexter. You know, it's funny. You turned me on to Dexter, and you don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, it's true. We haven't had time. But Dexter's been like, I watched the first season before anybody else watched it. I mean, not everybody been in my circle of friends and family. And then it took a while. Then I watched season 2 and 3. It took a while. Then watched 4. So, like, I've never, like, consistently. It's like when I get the chance to actually kind of shotgun through it, that's when we go through it.
Yeah, I'm going to go Sons of Anarchy. It'd probably get blown out just because Breaking Bad probably is, some might say, is the best show on television right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're dragging it out. And I think people should put that consideration. They're making you wait.
Well, as you've said, every single episode has been the best episode so far.
It just doesn't get better, but so is Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're rooting for people who you wouldn't even probably hang out with.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're bad guys.
Yeah,
but you care about them. That's what a great, like I said about Revolution. I go watch Sons of Anarchy or watch these shows. They make you care about their characters.
Yeah,
and like I said, when that person died on Sons of Anarchy, we were all fans of Sons of Anarchy. We're like going,
Well, I mean, it's the same like kind of thing for Breaking Bad. I think it's you really.
Where are you at?
Title Breaking Bad. We're starting up the fourth season finally.
Oh, so you just finished the third season?
Yeah, like we rewatched the show.
Okay,
eventually, up to where we were. So we're kind of fresh again, and then we're gonna go from there. But it's kind of this character, like even watching back to the beginning, I was like, man, it's kind of weird to see him, you know, back in season one, where he was still very much very moral driven. It's like, he's just doing this because of this. And then you kind of just see his character change.
Yes. Well, Bryan Cranston, like I said, I didn't watch it at first because I was like, okay, this is the dentist from, and he's Malcolm. I've said it before. Why would I, you know, but he is a great actor. In fact, I'll tell you right now, I won't even campaign against it because yeah. I can't honestly campaign against a show that I think is a great show. But also Sons of Anarchy, which people on Twitter, the ones that I said, what show should I watch next? Mm-hmm. And that was one I put on there. And people, it was 47-1. I counted. People said, I said, should I watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
47 people on Twitter said yes. One said no.
So who's 40, the one that said no?
I can't remember who it was. Oh, probably Jessica. No, I'm just kidding. Because she's the one that said watch it. But no, it's... I will put I will say Sons of Anarchy. I won't even campaign against it because I can't. I can't campaign. What can I say about Breaking Bad?
Mm-hmm.
Other than they're dragging it out and making us wait a whole nother year until they get the final 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go Sons of Anarchy.
All right,
and that's what I got. That's all I got.
All right, cool.
Now are you gonna put like a you're gonna put like a Breaking Bad
up
top and have like a the blue meth thing there, and Sons of Anarchy would be like a guy in a trike. But I will say this, though.
What?
For people to watch, I've put this on the thing. How much does Tara have to take until she just says, enough?
Yeah.
Enough.
Anyhow, let's go to the five questions for Jack this week.
We have calls. You do that at the end?
I'll do that at the end. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
All right.
The five. Questions for Jack. Yeah. The five. Questions for Jack, what will I say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five. Questions for Jack.
All right, so it is the five questions for Jack.
Did you hear your mom? She really wants an original theme song for Downton Abbey by season 3.
Well, I charge pretty good money for a theme song.
Okay, well, that's your mom.
All right. So would you say you're a pretty big Chargers fan? Football season's back in full swing?
Yeah.
He says wearing a Chargers shirt. That's all the clothes that he owns.
It's people give me free stuff, and I wear it.
So this is going to be a Chargers base five.
Chargers base. Now, this would look pretty bad if I mess it.
It would.
I probably know more about Padre trivia than Chargers.
That's why I didn't go Padres.
Yeah, okay.
So, can you name the number of playoff appearances the Chargers have had since their inception? So, AFL and NFL.
All right, 62, 63, 64, 14.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
The correct answer is 17.
17.
Yeah, 60, 61, 63, 64, 65, 79, 80, 81, 82.
Okay, I had those.
92, 94,
95. Oh, 95. I forgot. I was at that game. I was at that game. They lost to the Colts.
2004, 2006, 2007, 2008, and 2009.
And
nonsense?
I forgot. I didn't know 60. Didn't know 60. That was when they were in L.A., though. You said San Diego Chargers.
I said Chargers. It's a Chargers.
Did you say Chargers? Okay, that's when they were in L.A. And then I forgot.
But the L.A. stats
count. I can't believe I forgot 95 when I was at the game. That's when your mom insisted on going to the game. If you don't know Charger, the seats, you can't see the game.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Chargers don't support their team. You can't see the game. First, like, five, six rows. And what happens, those people stand up, so the people behind them have to stand up. So basically, you're if you watch a Charger game, look at all the people are standing up because mm-hmm. they can't see the game.
All right, so the Chargers have played in four different stadiums as their home stadium. Now,
four.
Qualcomm Stadium has been called different names,
okay,
different titles.
All right.
So that would be.
So Coliseum, Balboa Stadium, San Diego Stadium, Qualcomm Stadium.
Well, San Diego Stadium will count as the same stadium because it's the same. It's the same stadium.
Well, in L.A., they played at the Coliseum.
Correct.
Balboa Stadium.
Yep.
And San Diego Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They played at another stadium.
Yep.
In San Diego?
Not necessarily.
Are you talking as a home team?
So as a home team.
So London?
Nope, they weren't the home team. That was the Saints.
Oh, they had to go to Arizona that one time with the fires.
Yep.
There you go.
Sun Devil Stadium.
Sun Devil Stadium. That's when the Monday Night Football got pushed back to like Tuesday or Wednesday because they had
they wore all the fires. All blue uniforms.
Yeah, which they always, they should wear the powder blues.
That wasn't powder. It's just they wear the blue pants, the dark blue pants with the, because they've been doing the, they call it the white lightning with the white pants and the white. I don't know if I like it.
Get the powder blues. Get, you know, hey, let's just do what the, all the fans want, the powder blues. We're gonna do something else.
All right, the Chargers have six players and one coach enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Can you name all seven of them?
Dan Fouts and a coach?
And a coach.
Oh, Sid Gilman.
Mm-hmm.
Sid Gilman, Dan Fouts, Charlie Joyner, Kellen Winslow, Ron Mix.
Mm-hmm.
That's five.
A few more.
Fred Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget.
Fred Dean. You're missing the easy one.
Missing the easy one. Fouts, Winslow, Joyner. Oh, Lance Allworth.
There you go.
God, how did I forget Lance Allworth? Bambi.
Good old Bambi.
First player from the AFL to make the Hall of Fame.
It's impressive.
It is impressive.
This one's an easy one. This one's a gimme. Can you name the original Chargers owner?
That was Hilton.
First name?
Nikki Hilton.
Nope.
Not Nikki. That's his daughter or his granddaughter. Baron Hilton.
Correct. That is correct.
Who was the second owner?
Spanos?
Gene Klein.
Gene Klein, okay.
Spanos was the third. Womp womp. Well, if he keeps the team in San Diego, it'd be all cool, but
if he doesn't.
Nah, he's dead to me.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to get some good ones in here. Ones you might not know.
You know the story about Ron Mix?
What's that?
He was number 74. They retired his number.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of retirement to go play for the Raiders. Unretired his number.
Oh, we did?
Uh-huh. He went and played for the Raiders. You don't do that.
I don't know, because the only numbers we have retired now are 19,
14,
14 and 55.
55, Junior Seau. They should do LTs now.
Yeah.
They probably, well, they,
well, no one will get the number, and they'll probably, you know, wait for a ceremony.
Right.
Crap, I'm trying to get some more good stuff here. I'm reading up all the histories.
Chargers had some good teams in the early 60s. They were...
Well, they won the AFL championship.
1963. Don't tell me we don't have a ring.
All right, so...
And I was alive, so I can claim that. You know my rule, if you're not alive, you don't get to claim that.
The Chargers have a very famous...
canon.
Theme song.
Sandy, you're not gonna ask me who sang it, are you?
Can you name the artist that sang San Diego Superchargers?
I have the. Did I give that to you?
No, you kept it. So
I kept it. Oh, selfish. I can't remember his name. It's something.
It's a pretty terrible name.
It's some guy that just did. It was the 70s song. If you haven't heard it, people hate it.
I think there's people I know like at work that don't even like the Chargers. They know the song.
Well, I think it was Lyle Zato, the other guy who played for the Raiders. He goes, "The thing I hate about San Diego, every time they score, they shoot off that cannon and play that stupid song." Matuzak. Lynn Matuzak said it for the Raiders. Is he alone but died of a brain tumor? I mean, Lyle Zato that died of a brain tumor. Anyway, he...
Well, you have the 45, so can you guess it?
Casey and the Sunshine Band. I don't know.
All right. The correct answer is Captain QB and the Big Boys.
That's right. I knew it was something stupid. San Diego. He's probably never had another song. But that's. I wonder if he makes still royalties on it when they play it.
Probably not. I guess they made it like an updated version of that song in like the 90s that they got rid of or whatever.
Oh, it was that band. It was a band that did it.
Which it band?
A famous band from San Diego did it.
No, that's POD. That's a different song.
Oh, but don't they do it too?
No, they have a fight song, but it's not the same
San
song.
San Diego, yeah. Chargers.
Yeah, it's not that original.
Well, it's original for people that aren't from San Diego.
Okay, so Alex Spanos is the majority owner.
Uh-huh.
Who is the minority owner with 3% share, with a 3% share?
Oh, he's been the minority owner for a while, too, hasn't he? Didn't he die?
No, still showing him as the minority owner.
Huh. I don't know his name, but I see his face, but I don't know his name.
George Pernicano.
Yeah. I know the name. I know the name once I heard it. But
so, you didn't get all five? You're not a true Chargers fan.
I got three of them.
No, you didn't. You got two.
I got three. I got the Hall of Famers.
Okay.
I got the...
You get the stadiums because you had to be told.
Well, once I figured out that, yeah, it was Arizona. It was a trick question.
It was not a trick.
That was a trick question. That was garbage.
It's garbage.
Garbage.
All right. We got some phone calls.
Yay!
Listener feedback. So when we get to it.
Yay.
Listener feedback.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Hey, this is Michael here, longtime listener, first time caller. I was just wondering, over the past weekend, it was September 22nd, you know, the Lost 8-year reunion thing. And I was seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter about a 10-year reunion party in Hawaii in 2014. And I'm just wondering if you guys are going to that. So, yeah. I'm definitely thinking about going, so, you know, hopefully if we both go, I'll get to talk to you guys there. But I love your guys' podcast, and thank you so much for the years, and it's been great. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is your loyal listener, Pat, from Maryland. I am just calling to make sure that this phone line remains active. I wanted to go inactive and have Jay lose it again, so I'm going to call every so often. That's the only reason. Take care.
All right, thank you for those calls. Pat, thank you for keeping the line alive.
Because Jay, Colleen explained it again, you woke up a cold sweat 6 o'clock in the morning going, I lost the number. Yeah. Now, what again, it just clicked that you didn't...
I don't know. I was doing something, and I was like...
It's 6 a.m. in the morning?
It was early in the morning. I remember that, yeah.
Probably the wrong podcast to probably talk about what you were doing at 6 a.m. in the morning.
I was up. I have to open the store some days. I have to get up at 6.
Okay. That was the first thing you thought of? Oh my gosh, I lost the number.
No, because I usually get up and, you know, I like check the email, surf the internet, and then it's just like.
And I'm telling
like
people,
it occurred to me,
the best way to get us a message is not to the Lost Podcast. It's spam delicious. I mean, it's spammed a lot. And as far as going to Hawaii, I am planning on going, but I'm not going to talk to anyone.
Why not?
Just kidding. No, I was talking to your mom.
I plan on going too.
I was talking to your mom yesterday. I said, okay, we should stay at the Hanukkah. Where we stayed last time.
Sure, yeah.
Well, you may not stay there. I'm staying there.
It's like $6,000.
We'll work for food. It was like It was $3,600 for the week.
No, I remember it was like $6,000.
Was it that much?
Yeah.
It wasn't that much.
Per room.
Well, your mom needs a new bathrobe. I'm not saying she took one from there.
I still have the slippers from there.
Because I still watch. You probably don't watch wife. You took the slippers from there? I didn't get anything.
You got the little, like, we have the magnet.
I got the magnets, yeah, I got those, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't take the sandals? I mean, the little flip-flops?
I guess I got
slippers?
I guess I got memories. But, you know, I still watch White. I think you've given up on it. But I watch it, and I because every now and then they'll show the hotel. Mm-hmm. I stayed there. So that's the plan. I plan on going out there for the big old party.
Big old party.
It's what'd be probably September, week of September 22nd, 2014, mm-hmm. So that's 2 years away.
Yeah.
Told your mom, said, start putting money aside. We'll stay at that hotel. It's a long flight.
It is.
So if you're going to go out, if you're going to go out there, you got to stay at a nice hotel.
Yeah.
It was just nice because it's you have the window.
I always said just so I can work at that store that's right over there.
Yeah. There you go. I want to make sure that Cliff's next door so he can scream and yell. And
hey, call it a day.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there because we have our windows open because there's nothing better. If you like the beach. Going to sleep to the waves, they're crashing on the beach. We're that close.
Amazing.
It was just amazing. It was just perfect.
Yeah.
It was just perfect. But at 8 o'clock in the morning, like I think we went to sleep like at 4 that morning. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. You hear this yell. I go, what the hell? Who's what?
It's better than him taking a shower in the middle of the night.
But he's screaming.
I don't know what he was doing in the middle of the night.
He was thinking about his phone number. We're on the 10th floor, right? About 8th, uh-huh. Somewhere up there. And he's screaming down to the pool where you and Colleen are swimming. 8 o'clock in the morning at a hotel. where most people are sleeping.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway.
And we weren't even, funny, the security guard didn't think we belonged there.
Yeah.
Can I show you this way out? I didn't even get it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I was like, what? And Cindy's like, your mom's like going, oh, he thinks we don't belong here. She goes, oh, no, we're staying here. Yes, we may not look like it, but we're guests here.
But yeah, so that is it for this week's episode of Jay and Jack's Ramblecast. You can give us a call to be included into our listener feedback segment.
And I was kidding. I'll talk to anybody.
206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
That's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments
and
or
theories. And this is also that we use this for the fringe one.
Calling you?
Yeah, nice. I just said, well, I couldn't remember if we had one or not.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't remember the email.
Might as well keep this number alive.
Yeah.
Also, check out facebook.com/group/JayandJack group.
We're at 905.
They're almost hitting that 1,000 mark. Yeah. You can vote on this week's Versus, which is Breaking Bad, that fantastic TV show that everybody loves, and that other one, Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Which has, it's probably, who has the better theme song? Sons of Anarchy. It's not even close. You know, Breaking Bad, you can say has a bad episode. I don't think there's ever been a bad episode of Sons of Anarchy.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego.
And don't
goodbye.
Forget to watch. Go to Jay and Jack. You can listen if you join the thing. You can Fringe, Downton Abbey,
Jay and Jack TV,
Married Man, and Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys.
It's a lot of good podcasts for only $2.99 a month. Sign up today. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.